the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra's Hairspray in Concert, January 25th through the 27th here at the Meyerhoff, narrated by the one, the only, writer-director, John Waters. How neat is it to have this extravaganza, and you're so much a part of it?
It's exciting. I'm crossing over into a new field, you know. I didn't ever play the Meyerhoff. I played the Lyric with my Christmas show when I was channeling Johnny Mathis, but this year I'm channeling Victor Borge. So it's going to be good. We did it in Indianapolis. It was great fun.
And being a Baltimorean, this is one of the places to perform if you're a Baltimorean.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I would think it should be at the Civic Center and everybody riot and break the windows at Gage Gentleman's Corner across the street like they did after every James Brown show.
Rush the stage.
Yeah. No, they rush the shops.
How did this all come about?
People asked me to do it, you know. Jack, certainly the Baltimore Symphony, had wanted me to be involved in things, and they came up with the idea. And I said, well, if I get to write something new, to make it new again, the only time Hairspray can work each time is if they do something completely new. If they do the same thing, it's going to end it. So they did, and I think I came up with more than just narration about where these ideas came from locally in Baltimore, the real-life things that inspired me.
And that is so neat because, like you say, you have to be so creative to come up with a new twist, a new turn. But you're almost taking the folks that are going to be coming behind the curtain, behind Hairspray.
Yeah, it's like a live DVD commentary. I think that's the best way to put it. But it was not my idea. It was certainly Jack Everly's, really. So I certainly liked the idea and went for it. And we expanded the idea to be a little more than just the plain narrator. Because a lot of times on these concert shows, the actors are on book. They still have the script, and the narrator reads. The actors are completely off book. They sing, they dance. The only thing we don't have is scenery changes, really. So that's me.
That is really neat. It's almost Hairspray raw for the folks in the crowd because they can really see the true Hairspray coming off the stage.
Well, I think so. I think they get to see, and the cast is completely top-notch. I mean, I think they're amazing in it. So I saw it. You know, I've watched the show many, many times over the years from the audience because I was involved with a Broadway production. I was involved with a movie. I was involved with a Hollywood movie. But I never watch it from the wings where I have to await my cue. So that's a new kind of nervousness.
Do you always take your cue?
I have somebody push me. It's their job.
And you talk about the cast, Mickey Dolenz, Marissa Perry. These are some huge names that are going to be performing here.
And some of them I had met before because they had done the British production or different versions of Hairspray, but I'm meeting some new ones too. So it's been good. It's a very good cast. And here we're also using the kids from the Baltimore School for the Arts, which are different than we had in Indiana. We had students there too. But these are younger. These are high school students.
What's it like when you're involved with students like that? And this might be their first connection with the work that you've been around so long.
Well, it's funny because when we made this movie, no high school would have ever let their children work with me. So in a way.
And now they're lined up trying to work with you.
So that is the difference. And it's the same production.
That must be neat for you.
Yeah, I don't feel any bitterness. My career has totally been accepted, you know, and I built a career on not being accepted. So that was all part of it.
And that's what's so wonderful, I think, about Baltimore right now is it's a place where everyone accepts people that are Baltimore. People in Baltimore just basically right now care if you're a Baltimorean and they love you.
Well, yeah, they have a good sense of humor about it. They don't put on airs. Trendy here doesn't work. But at the same time, we don't have an inferiority complex about ourselves, which we used to. Mm-hmm. We don't anymore at all.
And that's the neat thing about the show is doesn't put on an air. It's real. It is Baltimore.
Well, people come to Baltimore. I bet the cast that's here for the first time, when they leave, they always say to me, people, oh, you make documentaries from being here. It's not an exaggeration. I drive here. You see somebody who looks like Divine standing on the street corner. And Cookie Muller always said, you always see people dancing at bus stops. And I saw one yesterday. You see that all the time in Baltimore. People dance at bus stops.
It's cool to be in a town where people can just break into dance. I love doing it at work.
Yeah, and then they break in your house.
And with this show, with the different people coming, do you think you'll find yourself on stage both as you narrate, you're a part of the show, but also kind of getting a feel for how the people on the other side of the stage and the seats are accepting and enjoying what you're doing?
I guess, but being in it, I've never seen this show. You know, like I've seen Hairspray the musical a million times in the audience, and I was like a studio executive giving notes. But here, I've never seen this production because I'm in it, and I probably never will see it because I'm in it.
What's it like for the folks working with you? Any sort of a little intimidation factor? I think, oh, that's John Waters. He's Mr. Hairspray.
I don't think so. You know, you have to ask them. But I haven't had any diva moments, I don't think.
And you talk about the divas of song. They can bang it out.
Yeah, they're great, you know. And that really was based on the Royalettes. That's something I don't talk about in the narration, but that was the talent contest that Buddy Dean had, and the Royalettes won, and their big hit was called No Big Thing. And they went on to national fame for that one record and one follow-up. So that's based on and I told the women that were playing the part that you and my mom, you were the Royalettes.
That song might have been No Big Thing, but this production is a real big thing.
Well, but No Big Thing was a hit, a nationwide hit that started on the Buddy Dean Show. Oh, yeah, this is a big thing. This is a big production. It's bigger than Broadway because the orchestra is bigger than the Broadway orchestra.
Do you find yourself walking with a little extra hop in your step, playing the role and doing what you're doing?
Well, when I get over this cold, I might be walking with a little more hop in my step. But certainly I'm thrilled to be here. It's exciting, you know, and I'm glad I got to rehearse and do the whole thing in Indianapolis first. And I liked Indianapolis, too. I had a good time there. I hitchhiked across the country this year, and I had a good ride there. That's how I judge a city now, how quickly they pick you up hitchhiking.
Yeah.
Baltimore has always been good for that.
You only need one sign to get through Indianapolis.
I don't even need a sign here.
What about what's going on around Baltimore now, the excitement of your show, but also people all talking about their football team and the Ravens, the Purple Passion?
You're talking to the wrong person. I'm happy, I guess. I don't know one thing about it. But I'm sort of offended when all men say to me, how about this game? And I think, well, do I say to strangers on the street, who do you think is going to get best supporting actress in the Oscars? I don't expect everyone to have the interest I have. So I'm always amazed that because I'm a man, people immediately think I follow it. I'm happy people are happy. Otherwise, they're in bad mood. Here. So I'm glad they won. But I haven't live in San Francisco, too. I have an apartment. Is that who we're going to argue with?
That's good. That's good.
Either way, I like them both. But certainly I'm happy that my friends here that follow it are happy. Yes. I personally don't own any of the regalia that I see people dressed in. That kind of shocks me.
Purple's not your color?
Well, the purple, I thought it was Gay Pride Week. When I saw the whole city lit up purple, because that's what they do in New York. I thought, I didn't know it was Gay Pride Week when I came back.
You talk about happy. This is a happy show in a happy place, Baltimore, right now.
Well, I think it's a happy show about a very unhappy subject. And Baltimore is a city that is certainly feels good about itself, but there's great problems here that we don't ignore. So happy, I don't think we're walking around. That sounds like you've taken too many tranquilizers.
Look forward to seeing you on stage.
Thank you.